we ready? Are we on? All right, we have transported into SVG world. You've been learning about that from Dean and also from Ted Johnson and company. We're with people. You've met Christian Fortini before. Welcome. You're coming back again.
Thank you.
PDC 09, you showed us some of that really excellent work, and we announced the GPU stuff. And you are sort of the lead dev and architect on the SVG stuff.
On the IE Go FXOA in general.
Excellent.
And I'm Patrick Dangler, Senior Program Manager working on the SVG stuff.
Excellent. So what is going on here? Talk to me.
Well, so, you know, you go back, I kind of tell the story a bit like this. Mm-hmm. I go back to when I was in Visual Studio in the mid to late 90s when a lot of stuff was going on the web. Mm-hmm. And that was DHTML, which folks, you know, think of as Ajax today. Mm-hmm. And we also produced this thing called VML.
Yes.
Which was the first vector markup language for the web.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back to the W3C because we submitted it, and they asked us to work with Adobe. And together with Adobe, we produced SVG. And Adobe provided us a plugin. And SVG's been around on the web since then, 2002.
Okay.
And it's kind of been frozen in that state for quite a while. And you see it out there in fairly static document form. But if you look at where things are headed now in this new graphically rich web, and we have this tremendous opportunity with Windows-powered hardware acceleration, mm-hmm. we're making that investment in the future with SVG and other HTML5 concepts. And so we now are kind of seeing new content, just a little bit eking in, mm-hmm. of integration of SVG into HTML.
Okay.
And that kind of came up about 12, 18 months ago when the HTML5 spec said, yeah, we're going to bring this together. So instead of having kind of SVG kind of on its own island, mm-hmm. we're starting to see this convergence of CSS3, HTML5, and SVG.
Wow.
And that's very cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, a point to make here is in the choice we made with our implementation of SVG, is that we decided from the get-go to integrate it in the same engine that we're using for HTML. So it is deeply integrated in the sense that we can have SVG inline in the HTML with a single object model, a single paradigm for developers to basically access every element on the page, whether they're SVG or HTML.
Mm-hmm.
I will show you the little letter on the screen. That really is a new concept that we started with from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, from a web developer's perspective, they're working with markup much like they would in HTML.
Mm-hmm.
They can use that same style sheet across HTML and SVG.
Hmm.
They can use those same event handlers, all that stuff. They
wow.
can use the DOM interfaces the same way. So it's really becoming the web developer's SVG, kind of the web developer's graphics.
Right, and I think we can expect the tools to embrace the same paradigm
right.
and
mm-hmm.
allow you to author the page mm-hmm. in its totality, whether it's the HTML part or the SVG part, but really as one single page, one single markup.
So I guess the first question I would ask then is, how traditionally, since 2002, have people been using SVG on the web? Now I see these sort of, you know, the images and maybe some text and Flash, etc. Talk a little bit about we're enabling the current set and future set of developers with these new tools, as you just mentioned, super cool. I could have a Visio document that I use DHTML on to make it shine or move things around, CSS, JavaScript. But talk to me about how it's actually being used today.
Well, today, and we have a lot of different ways to look into this, whether we can look at the web in general, we talk to customers.
Mm-hmm.
The SVG predominantly is a fairly static format. You don't see much interactivity out there. And this is a case where the Adobe plugin works just great. You can view all those SVG files in IE today.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few top sites that will use SVG. We know that Google Maps will deliver SVG to Firefox when you're doing pathing. But for the most part, you know, it's been this static format. And in fact, it's been static in corporations mm-hmm. or federal institutions. They wanted to land on a standard, and it's got all the great things they need in terms of graphic fidelity and zooming and panning. Okay. And so what we're looking at is, okay, we're seeing this graphically rich web come upon us. Mm-hmm. How can we help everybody prepare for that? That web developer that's out there today that thinks in these certain terms, that has this sort of muscle memory of how to develop code, how can we reuse those skills in combination with HTML5 to increase their user graphics?
Excellent. When you say graphics, I mean, you guys are hardcore taking advantage of the GPU.
Yep.
And this SVG is no different. Why does SVG, let's talk about SVG and the GPU.
Well, SVG actually maps really well to the new Direct2D API that's in Windows 7. It's almost a direct mapping from the rendering of SVG to what the DX-based D2D API is capable of doing. Yeah. So for us, it was really a matter of kind of connecting the two. And what it gives you is a path, a rectangle, an ellipse, some arbitrary shape, some arbitrary pattern, some gradient. We're basically directly rendered with the GPU. We send the instructions via the DirectX API down to the GPU, and we get hardware acceleration. Not only does this give you speed, it also gives you something else, which is the ability to anti-alias, to have a much higher quality. You see it on the lines, on the shape. If you look really carefully, if you zoom in on each of the shapes that we're rendering, you'll see that there's a very precise anti-aliasing. It gives just a feeling of quality and smoothness. Same with the opacity treatment, the composition treatment that we are enabling today and will continue to work on. You get that very high quality rendering. So that was kind of a very natural use of the DirectX API.
Excellent. And as you're talking, I'm just looking at the pictures on his computer. It's clearly Maui.
Yeah.
And I was just there not too long ago, and it's really bumming me out.
I'm sorry. This is what keeps me motivated every day.
I am, man.
In dark Seattle, the blinds closed, I gotta watch the sun.
Okay, let's get back in SVG.
Yeah. Can I just make a quick comment on what Christian
can.
Said? Christian, whenever you have a heavy hitter like Christian in the room, you know, it's always great.
He's a heavy
hitter. I like to dumb it down a bit.
Okay.
You know, I think of previous graphics and the graphics that are out today, you know, we do this parsing, and a lot of browsers will do this, or a lot of programs will do this, and then you run through code paths, you build up data structures, you just, you know, send it through your graphics libraries. I think what we're doing, the way I kind of, my mental model it, is parse and burn. Just parse that and push it right to the GPU. And that's just like it eliminates all those steps, and then you get to leverage that GPU.
Love it. Parse and burn.
Parse and burn.
That's a good way to think about it.
Nice, man. I also like surf on metal.
Yeah, that's also good.
It's also online. I was there in February, and there was surf time.
Are you talking about a ship party now in Hawaii?
I think you should. Look, what you guys have done with IE9, where you're going, is just phenomenal, man.
Yeah.
So amazing work.
Thank you.
And so let's look at something for
right,
people out there who haven't really seen SVG in action.
Yeah, let's take a look. We're going to be showing some of these at NIX. Let me just quickly go over the historical use of SVG, and that's the document format. Mm-hmm. And this is coming out of a CAD software, so softwares do this today. In fact, this CAD program is pretty old. But this just highlights the ability, and as I zoom in, you can actually see a little bit more of the complexity of the document. It's got thousands and thousands of objects. And so that just like is the way you would see SVG and the way we've seen SVG on the web since it first came out.
Mm.
We actually stumbled upon this site, which is our own Department of Energy's federal site, and it has their org chart. And the interesting thing about this org chart is I was interested in zooming in and seeing what anybody really was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really extremely difficult to find out what's going on in the Department of Energy.
Yeah. There may be something to that, but we can...
Yeah, that's right. There may be other things to that. But if I switch that over, instead of having the image that they have today on their site to use SVG, you'll notice that it is much easier to see.
Mm.
And that's because those graphics are rendered in vectors, and then we can sort of reproduce them independent of the zoom. And I can also zoom within that part or zoom that without the, you know, out and pan around. So that was kind of a neat kind of, it's still that document format, but it's on the web.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah. But real quickly, I mean, since we have Christian in the room, not everybody may understand what the benefit is to sort of the vector mathematics or sort of the vectors that he's talking about. Right. Can you give us just a really simple, brief...
Well, in a simple way, basically at every zoom factor, we're re-rendering the entire image, which is the part that's on the screen, mm-hmm. Based on shapes, mathematically defined shapes. And that goes for the lines on the org chart, as well as for the text, mm-hmm. as well as for, in fact, any other geometry that would be involved. So at any zoom factor, you get the entire fidelity and all the accuracy of the drawing. No blurring effect, mm-hmm. no hard-to-read text. It's perfect. In fact, it gets even better as you zoom in because you have bigger shapes, and so the ability to have even a more higher quality.
So I guess the other thing, sort of what I was asking too, was like, what exactly is the vector? Right, so vectors, people should know what vectors are, but they're defined differently in physics. We know what a vector is. Talk to me a little bit about.
Well, it'll be a line. Yeah. It'll be.
But this is important.
A shape, a circle, described by a center and a radius, an ellipse, a center and two radiuses. It'll be a path described as a series of lines or Bezier shapes, or curves rather. It'll be a pattern that will be defined as. Some smaller amount of drawing that is repeated, mm-hmm. Tiled, as we say. All these are essentially vectors, mm-hmm. meaning they are mathematical description of the rendering as opposed to be the actual bits that we put on the screen.
Excellent. So the power of math, my friends. Power of math.
That's right.
Okay.
Lots of math.
Lots of math. You're essentially a mathematician, man.
So let me just show a couple of examples where we see things going. And this is the integration of HTML and SVG. And in fact, there's a gentleman, Michael Neutz, in Germany that's been using this technology to track German election results.
Wow.
And let's see. He hosts a site where you can see on the right here, it's HTML. And on the left, it's SVG. It's one page. It's all that markup in one page. And he's got hover over effects adjusting the different parties and how they voted.
Hmm.
So you have this nice little ability, and if my German were better, I'd be able to tell you more. But you can switch to the green party and find out what their turnout was in particular areas. And you can even do some computations here to say what would have happened if this many folks had turned out.
Interesting.
So this is where we're talking about a little more interactivity and integrated into the web.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this was a fine example that was presented at SVG Open, and so we were well aware of it.
Interesting. I mean, would you see anybody sort of writing an application purely in dynamic SVG, if you will? I mean, for example, in this case, I mean, the guy could have just done this all in what we're enabling in IE9, right?
I mean, well, no, we can do it all.
I'm not saying you need the head.
Well, this is running in IE9.
Yeah.
So, let
me step back then. But this is a live site running in IE9.
That's right.
And how is it that... So did it work in a different browser?
It works in Firefox. It works in all the other browsers.
So it's the HTML5 thing is what we're talking about.
So let me be very clear here. This is an XHTML page.
Got it.
They're not very common.
Okay.
What it could be mm-hmm. is that more forgiving HTML. But it's still the same concept, cascading the styles through.
Sure, okay.
That's an interesting debate of XHTML versus HTML. Yeah. But a lot of developers use HTML because it is so forgiving.
And I think that you mentioned dynamic SVG is an interesting term. Mm-hmm. I remember back in the 90s when we invented dynamic HTML.
Yes, we did.
So it's a little similar here. But really what we see developers using this for more and more is what they use HTML for. Applications, interactive websites,
mm-hmm.
but with more interesting graphical shapes, with more interesting graphical details. here is a map. A map is obviously difficult to render in HTML without using a very large number of pixels. Mm. In this case, there's no pixels involved. It's only a description of the map, mm-hmm. a mathematical description of the map. And as a result, it is completely interactive. You can zoom in, zoom out, you can highlight areas. You could do any other transformation, maybe even 3D type of transformations if you wanted to. And you can have the interactivity also apply to the HTML part of the page, if you will, in changing the numbers and updating the totals and reacting to the user input on that site. And so now you have a full site that is exactly like an HTML site, but is just more graphically rich and more interesting from a graphical point of view.
Absolutely.
Seating charts, interesting presentations involving transformation rotations, 3D mm-hmm. transformations even, all interactive when the user clicks and moves around. We're seeing, you'll see a whole new crop of applications on the web.
Well, I mean, I can think of like scientific application, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, what I'd like to see is like have this sort of be a front end and then have Dryad, you know, the Dryad work that MSR is doing, the massively parallel computations on large data sets, and be able to, like, dynamically create these beautiful things.
Yeah.
I mean, the future is so bright here, and I think that's what everybody needs to get out of these all these interviews that we're doing. You guys are, I mean, the industry's moving forward, and I guess we made the bet on the web, huh?
Absolutely.
Yes. Is that fair to say?
You bet.
Totally.
Cool, man.
Totally complete bet.
Very nice. Do you have anything else you want to show us?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, this one's a lot of fun. This was done by a developer within our group, and he's this early in the process. The interesting thing about what I'm going to show you here is that the developer snapped an existing physics engine off the web, independent of SVG,
okay.
and created this really great, and this is where you'll see it kind of intermixed with HTML5, but he created this really great IE logo made up of opaque circles in SVG,
okay.
and as you click, the physics engine kicks in, and as you can see, it bounces out of the scope of the SVG, and it bounces into that HTML, and that's where you see those two worlds not only overlapping for developer, but overlapping for the end user.
Awesome. Now, we did see that for the JavaScript engine, which, of course, they've re-architected, and I met with Shanku and Montgomery and Luco.
So John jumped me? Is that what you're saying?
John jumped you, man. But this actually might have you probably aired this first, so you jumped him.
Well, so did John have this one? I have to ask.
No, he didn't. What's going on here?
So this was one of our program managers. Again, early in the process, he was flying back from New York and decided that he remembered where Vector Graphics had originally come from. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with this application.
We've seen it before.
But yeah, I've seen it before, and I don't spend any time at all doing this in my office.
No?
But this will be on the preview site for people to enjoy.
Very
a little hint to folks that will be using this application, go ahead and run it in another browser and press N and compare.
Excellent.
So that'll be a fun little experiment.
Perfect. Well, hey, it's great to talk to you guys again. Amazing work since we last talked, Christian.
Thank you.
This is amazing. It's great because people can actually play with this.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
can I make one plug?
Yeah, of course you can.
I am absolutely interested in connecting with any developers that will be working with SVG.
Okay.
And so I created an IE SVG Facebook group.
Okay.
So we can play and share ideas. One thing I learned from working in developer division so long was that whatever you put out there, you're always amazed with developers.
Okay.
So I'd love to just interact with folks. So sign up with that group, and we'll have daily conversations.
Cool. And I just would like to finish with, because I'm also a fan of coming up with catchy little phrases, parse and burn.
Parse and burn, baby.
Parse and burn and surf on metal.
Surf on metal.
So you could take that for those people out there who know sort of the Hawaii thing, and maybe you do some surfing as well. Parse and burn, surf on metal. You can put those together however you will. I love it. Nice job, man.
All right. Hey,
great
thanks
to meet
a lot.
You. Great to see you again, buddy.
Thank you.
Game over.
Game over.
I like that.